Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Pay Attention, Please. I'm Chris Rogers.
And I'm Eric Tedisco.
And we have a little bit of something new for you this week. Obviously, yes. As many of you know, we exclusively cover Real Housewives shows, but Eric and I have been talking a lot lately, and we feel like the Vanderpump Rules scandal, drama, everything is too hard to ignore. And technically, it is a spinoff of Housewives. So we're going to dive a little bit into that. We actually want to give you an interview this week. We spoke with Peter, who, you know, as many of you know, dated Raquel at the start of the current Vanderpump season. So he had a lot to say about, you know, their short relationship and his feelings on Scandoval, etc. And Eric, I know you're a huge fan of Vanderpump, as I am, so we really enjoyed talking to him, and I think we're gonna have fun sort of diving into the Vanderpump Rules world a little bit on this podcast.
The Scandoval was just too big for us to ignore. Yeah, we've obviously had so much fun, and our podcast is very much Housewives heavy. I mean, all of our guests have been Housewives, but I mean, the Vanderpump Rules drama has overtaken. I feel like it's not even just Bravo. It's become a pop culture phenomenon. Like, I don't know if that's speaking out of turn, but like, I feel like it's just overcome everything. People that have never watched the show are talking about it and going back and watching it from the beginning. I actually had to give like two friends my Peacock account so that they could watch the show. And they're like, what even is this show? I'm like, just watch it. Anyway, so yeah, this is going to be like our first official episode of us diving into Vanderpump, which we're going to get to a little bit later. And then we're going to lead out with our great interview with Peter. He has a lot to say about everybody and everything. And he's a little pissed, which you guys will hear about his thoughts on Raquel and Sandoval. So we're going to get into Vanderpump a little bit later. We're going to start with Housewives headlines. And it is not a slow week in Housewives either, by the way. Like, it's like, yes, we have a lot going on with Vanderpump, and that's kind of overcome the Bravo scene. But Housewives, there's a lot going on. We got a couple new trailers. But to start, we have a lot of new news about Beverly Hills filming. It was pretty quiet for the most part so far this season. And all of a sudden, this one's filming, that one's filming. I mean, as of recording this podcast, and things could change tomorrow, we've seen Kim Richards has filmed. Mm-hmm. Camille has filmed. Yes. Denise Richards has filmed. Mm-hmm. Cynthia Bailey, who we'll also talk about in a little bit, has filmed. So,
and I heard Larsa Pippen filmed.
Larsa, I believe, attended a Garcelle event. I guess I don't even know what she went to one of Garcelle's things that was filmed. Mm-hmm. Then we have some scoop on the new housewife. Now, I don't know if we definitely know that she's like a diamond holder or if she's going to be a friend of. People did break the news about that. Her name is Anne Marie Willie. I don't know if I pronounced her last name right. She's an anesthesiologist married to former NFL defensive end Marcellus Willie. We have a lot of people in the mix this season. Still no word about Kathy Hilton, which we kind of expected. But what were your thoughts about Kim, Denise, Camille, specifically those three all being in the mix again?
I mean, I'm all for bringing OGs back. I love the nostalgia of it all. You know, some of them I dislike from time to time, but overall I'm excited for their reappearances. I'm very curious to see how it all plays out, like what roles each of them will have. Will they grow into like you said, a friend role, a full-time housewife? Are they just cameos? Like, we don't know any of that yet. I'm happy they're coming back. I love Kim. Camille kind of rubs me the wrong way sometimes, but I think she's good to add to the mix. She you know, is good at starting some drama. Denise has always been, you know, a polarizing figure, you know, whether you love her or, you know, dislike her or whatever. Mm-hmm. I think it's all fun. I'm all for it. I don't know about you, but I'm down.
I think the fun thing about it is each of the three of them have a lot of history with these ladies and this group. I mean, Kim is literally obviously related to Kyle, who's kind of like the quote unquote leader of the show. I think we should keep in mind though, that this does not mean that any of these women are going to be featured all season long or going to even have a specific role. I mean, I think, I believe Kim filmed on a hike with Kyle and Dorit. Mm-hmm. And I believe that Camille and Denise were at a dinner party. Yes. So we don't know beyond that.
Yeah, it could be a one episode
thing. Which has happened before, because Beverly Hills does, I mean, we've seen Camille so many times since she like officially left the show. She's kind of been in and out a lot. So it will be interesting to see. I don't even like, if I had to say, like I was going to ask you, if you got to keep one of those three, who do you want to have on the show? Because I do love Kim because she's been around so much, but I almost feel like she would maybe bring the least to the show. Like,
yeah, I see what you're saying. I actually saw someone had asked that on Instagram in the past few days, and I actually commented and wrote Kim. So my initial gut reaction was Kim, but I do hear you. Like, if Kim and Kyle are getting along, I don't know that we're going to get a lot of drama from Kim. And I'm not saying I want Kyle and Kim to fight, but I think a lot of the drama in the past was either with Kim and Kyle or Kim and Lisa Rinna, and obviously Lisa Rinna won. You know, and the same almost goes for Denise Richards. You know, her rival Lisa Rinna is now, you know, gone. So I don't know. I mean, I could see, I don't know. It really depends on the situation, but I feel like my gut reaction was I would keep him, I think.
Okay, so I
deep history there.
As we're talking about it now, I think Camille is the biggest disruptor in terms of, I think she will fight with pretty much any of those people. Whereas like Kim, I don't really know. And Denise is like genuinely friends with maybe like half of them. Mm-hmm. I feel like Denise would fit in casually and like genuinely the most, but I feel like Camille would be the biggest disruptor. But I'm excited to have all three of them back. I hope that that's not it for each of the three of them. The Cynthia Bailey thing is a little odd. I'm assuming that's probably going to just be a one-off. I'm not sure what they're angling with for there, but that'll be fun to see a crossover.
Yeah, it's interesting because obviously there's a lot of chatter with, you know, Lisa Rinna fans saying like, oh, it took all these people to make up for Lisa's absence, etc. We'll see how it all plays out. I'm excited for OGs to come back always on any of these franchises. So I was happy about it, and I'm excited to see what the new season brings.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we've known all three of those, you know, Denise, Camille, and Kim have been in the mix for a long time, specifically Kim and Camille. I mean, they're literally OGs, so it's fun to see them back on our TV screens. And then we'll have Camille on Girls Trip 4 too, so I guess a lot of Camille coming or whatever.
Speaking of Girls Trip, we just got episode 4 of season 3, which I found myself laughing a lot this week, especially during the Thai massage scene. I mean, I was crying. And Candace is just, I'm loving Candace's commentary. I'm actually loving Candace and Leah the most.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I go back because then, you know, Candace bringing up the whole thing with Monique and stuff. I didn't really understand her angle going after Portia. I mean, at the end of the day, Portia was hired to share her opinion on things on her, you know, Bravo's chat room, her talk show. So I don't know. She was just sharing something that she was told by Monique, and it was a statement. Yeah. You know,
and I think they are friends. I think Portia and Monique do have a friendship, so obviously she's a little bit skewed in that sense, but that's like understandable. And there was a lot of people, you know, I mean, Monique did physically assault Candace, but there was an argument that Candace did provoke Monique, so it wasn't like so far out of reach for Portia to have a different opinion about what happened in that incident. Because a lot of people did. The cast did, the viewers did, Andy did. Like,
oh yeah, she's like, people in 7-Eleven and Whole Foods, et cetera, you know, against people who are like, oh, Candace needs to be fired, you know, et cetera. But I'm loving Candace on the new season overall. And I thought this week was more fun than the first three, at least for me, maybe because the first three, they spent sort of like getting to know each other. And it's like, I already know all these people. I know their history. I want to see them now just interacting and whatever. And I like the shady games this week.
Yeah.
you know, who do you, the game, who do you, or wait, Portia's game I liked more than Giselle's, to be honest.
Me too, because I feel like there are a lot more, like, truth came out from Portia's, and it was directed towards each person specifically, or each person. It was, I don't know if she came up with those questions or the producers did that.
Let's, I don't know. But they were
it was so specific and like what you would want to be asking them. That it was, it was really good. And then I guess it was at the end, right? When Whitney dropped the bomb about what Heather has lied about on camera.
Yeah, because Portia asked Heather if she knows, if she knows who calls her black eye, or who gave her the black eye. And if you didn't want to answer the question, you had to eat a scorpion. And instead of Heather saying, well, I don't know who did it, she it took a bite of the scorpion. So everyone assumed that meant she does know who did it. She just didn't
want to say. She knows.
And everyone thinks it's Jen Shah. I mean, that's my thought too. Andy has said that Portia and Giselle both said it on Watch What Happens Live over the recently. That's my theory. So I don't know. I wish Heather would just say it already.
Right. And it's just like, oh my God, we're still rehashing this. I mean, the person who probably gave her the black eye is literally sitting in jail right now. So it's like all of it kind of doesn't matter. I have a very clear top four and like bottom four on Girls Trip 3, which is that I feel like it's the Potomac girls, Portia and Leah are bringing the most. And Miami and Salt Lake are not as much.
That's literally exactly how I felt watching this week.
It's easy to break up that four and four.
I was just looking at the cast and I was like, something's missing from this. It's fun. It's good, but I don't know. I just, because I love all the Housewives, but I just feel like the Miami and the Salt Lake City girls are just like, I don't think they were needed. They're too, I don't know. They're just, I don't know.
And Alexi and Marisol are just too much of a duo, I think. Maybe it's almost like the opposite problems. Alexa and Marisol are so much of a duo that we're not even really seeing them stand, even though we do know there's a little bit of a fight, a tease of a fight coming up in an upcoming episode. So they're too much of a duo. And I think Whitney and Heather, everyone's just damn near tired of their drama. Like, I see that even on social media. I think this last season of Salt Lake just like didn't sit well with viewers. And like the fact that we have to do this all over again, essentially, is like, ugh, really? So that's kind of how I would divvy up the cast. It's good. It's not great. I'm not obsessed with it. I'm not like loving it. I like it. I don't love it.
I like it. It's interesting though, because I'm seeing a lot of chatter on Twitter that like people are liking season three the most. But for me, it was season two. I know you've said that before.
I agree.
But everyone, you know, has different tastes and stuff. And like you said, it's not bad. It's fun. It's a fun watch. It's just not my favorite, but
God, Thailand is beautiful. So they win in that sense. Thailand is, I mean, we are coming off of Dorinda's house. So I guess they win in that sense. But yeah, it's good. I'm excited to see where the show goes.
For sure.
We got Jersey mid-season trailer, halfway there.
I know, we're already halfway. I mean, Jersey's always a short season, so not surprising. But
yeah, I think we're right at 8 episodes in. I'm thinking we're probably going to have 15 total.
Yeah, I think so. Probably something around there. We're finally getting, I felt like this week's episode was finally like, I liked it. I felt like
it was the best episode of the season. I don't think that's even a question.
Yeah. And I think it's because the whole like family secret over the pizza oven thing, like no one knew about that. So it was like, oh my God, something we didn't know about yet, you know? And I don't know, it was just insane watching like the fight between Melissa, Joe, Louie and Teresa, and just like Louie, like basically telling Teresa to, you know.
Yeah, he stuck it to her. We've never really seen him do that before.
No.
But like, I can't really blame him. Like she was so frustrating as she tends to not bring logic to fights. I also thought the whole thing was so hysterical how like between the four of them, they were just rotating that couch between who was sitting there and who was fighting. And then Teresa leaves and goes like attacks Jackie per usual. And then like goes and sits back down. And it was just like, they were just cycling through the four of them as you have like,
but then sat back down. Yeah.
Yeah. It was just like, it was definitely my favorite episode of the season. My thing with this season of Jersey, and I'm curious if you're going to agree, I think because we know so much of what is going to happen, like we know what the ending is. The ending is the Gorgas are not attending Teresa and Louie's wedding. There's a big falling out at the finale party and the lines are drawn and you have Melissa and Margaret's team versus Jennifer, Aiden and Teresa's team. And I feel like it's just waiting to get to that point. And it's like, we know exactly what's going to happen, that I'm almost not having as much fun watching this season of Jersey, even though it is like quote unquote fun. And the new girls, I think, all are three for three. I'm enjoying Danielle, Rachel, and Jen Fessler. I think they're all bringing it. They're adding something new to the show. I'm intrigued by each of their personalities. Mm-hmm. I just feel like we know this, the ending. We're just waiting to get there. And it almost makes it a little less exciting as a viewer because we're just like, okay, let's get to the big fight between the Gorgas and the Judaces, which apparently has a lot to do with hashtag Pizzagate. Yes, right? I mean, it seems like that's...
I would assume that's an
element. And also the cheating situation.
Yeah, the upcoming cheating allegation about accusing Melissa of cheating on Joe. I feel the same way. I just want to get to the end. I want to see the finale. And it's not because I don't want to watch Jersey anymore. It's mm-hmm. just what you said. We know what's happening. So I'm just waiting for that moment, whether it's two episodes long or three or whatever. I want that specific altercation and like what led to it, et cetera. I think we're going to get it soon. We got to get through the Ireland trip first. Yeah. That's probably going to be a couple episodes, probably two. And then I would say the wedding stuff will come right after that. Oh yeah. Because Philip told us that the Ireland is a bachelorette party for Teresa.
I think we're going to have whatever's coming up. Then we're going to have Ireland. Then we're going to have Dolores's finale party, which her and Pauly showed us the spot where the fighting was happening during our interview with her. Mm-hmm. And then I think we're getting, I guess the wedding, I mean, obviously the wedding is like right after that. I guess the wedding special will air before the reunion.
I don't know.
It would chronologically, it should, because that's the order of things happening. They haven't even filmed the reunion yet. I'm presuming the reunion is being filmed in the month of April. I think that's probably the reunion will film this coming month, April. At some point.
Actually, you know what? Now that I think about it, I know they had originally talked about the wedding being like a 3-episode condensed special, but I'm also remembering that when we started this season, they're showing footage of the wedding.
It's in the trailer.
It's in the trailer, the season-long trailer. So I think, it's just going to be at the end before, it's going to be after the finale party, before the reunion, I guess. But I think they're going to end up filming the reunion, I would say by late April.
Soon.
I think it'll air towards the end of May.
But that's a reunion where I'm like, not as much as the Vanderpump reunion, but Jersey's reunion is I'm more intrigued about the reunion than I am about next week's episode, the week after his episode, the week episode after that, because I think the reunion is gonna really be a clash of like, these people are very divided. They have not even interacted at BravoCon. Like, let's see what happens. So I'm excited.
Did you hear that Melissa and Joe got like, they said they got a gag order from Bravo that they can't talk
about? Yeah, I saw that on Instagram.
But I'm wondering if it's all the cast members and they're just the only ones that revealed it. Because everyone's like, oh my God, Joe and Melissa got a gag order. They're like, Bravo's trying to get rid of them, et cetera. But I don't know. I wonder what the intent is there and if everyone got one. I'm just very curious. I don't know.
I think that goes to everyone. I don't think they would just give it to them. I think that's probably
I almost think they're worried about, they know they already have to tackle so much at the reunion. Maybe they're trying to like
stop the online drama.
Stop the online drama so they don't have to deal with that too. And it's just going to confuse a lot of things, et cetera. But yeah, we'll see. I'm loving Jersey. I think, what was your take before we move on to the next topic on the whole pizza oven thing? Because I was
it was a little confusing.
First I thought we were talking about a pizza oven, then it sounded like maybe we were talking about a pizza box. Joe said that Teresa called it, it was started calling it the skinny pizza, but like, would it be the skinny pizza oven or is it like, I don't know. I really just want to know, like, so Teresa claimed that Louis put in $250,000 to do a joint business with Joe and Melissa. And, you know, they offered Joe Gorga 5%, but it was Joe's idea. So he wanted 50. Teresa felt like he put money in. He didn't deserve that. It's all confusing. We're getting two sides of the story. Somewhere in the middle is the truth, is what I would say. But it's just so like, I don't know.
It's confusing. And the Judaism and the Gorgas always have two different sides of the story, which is kind of a problem, as you never know where the truth is. And I'm sure it probably somewhere lies in between, you know. I don't understand how Joe Gorgon was going to do this if he wasn't putting in a dollar towards this, but then like what was Louis's intentions to put in all that money?
Yeah, like we don't know what the back out. Yeah, we don't know if Joe right. was going to put money in later. Mm-hmm. And, you know, was Louis just putting the initial money in? You know, Joe Gorga said that Louis insisted on putting that money in. Who mm-hmm. knows? But yeah. I don't
that think will obviously come up at the reunion, and at least yes. that will be a moment where they're both, because right now we're just getting separate confessionals, separate, you know, clicks of who they're talking to about it. The reunion, Andy will at least be able to ask like what happened, and then they'll probably argue and disagree, but at least it'll be out an open discussion about what exactly happened and what didn't happen. Yeah. So that's very much an open-ended situation.
Yeah. We also got the Atlanta trailer this week, which
yes,
it actually looks really good.
It does. And you know me, last week I was like kind of shitting on Atlanta. I was just like, yeah, it's the franchise I'm the least into, which I kind of do still stand by that. But I do feel like, again, talking about bringing people back, we had Cynthia in the trailer, we had Lisa Wu, we had Kim Zolciak, and we had Deshaun Snow. We had a couple of OGs yeah. in there, which was interesting. I mean, I think all of them are very minor appearances. I think they're probably all, maybe Cynthia comes up a few times, but.
Yeah, you had to like tell me where it was in the trailer because.
I know. It's very, very brief. But yeah, I mean, I feel like the Atlanta cast is like pretty solid. And I think that the show is definitely going to lean into the Drew Sidora divorce of it all. I mean, I think that's kind of their thing that they're going to roll with.
Or something like it happened towards the end of filming. I'm sure they kept filming to get it in there. I think Portia did an interview. Obviously, she's promoting Girls Trip, but I think she said that she was open to returning to the show. So I'm wondering, I mean, obviously, she's not going to be in this season. So I don't want to talk too much, but she did say she wants to come back. So I'm wondering if like we just get through this season and then like she's back next season. Maybe, and who knows, maybe Kim Zolciak will come back in a bigger role. Cynthia, you know, maybe they're testing it out with fans this season and seeing how, you know, they do.
I feel like Atlanta's kind of testing the waters a little just to like have a couple people come in, like see who's available, see who's interested, and then see how this cast meshes well together. I feel like this like cast that we have right now, really, it was almost like season one last year of like this group. So I am kind of interested to see them all mesh together again. You know, like we just had Sheree come back, Sonia was new, Marlo got upgraded. So I feel like now it's almost like part two of that group. So I'm interested to see how they all mesh together and like who's on what side. You know, it's all because it's, I feel like the first season with like a new group just never really is great. You know, like you look at like Dubai was just kind of like an off first season because it was like hard to get to know everyone, you know, so I'm interested. Obviously, it's different than Atlanta, but like, I just feel like this group will, it'll be good to give them like a second chance of that exact same cast and see how they all mesh together. But it was action-packed trailer. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like Candy's going to get into a lot, which I'm happy about. I felt like she was kind of like, you know, a seat through the season. And she's just there because obviously she's, you know, the most popular and probably.
Yeah, she has so much going on that sometimes I feel like she puts RHOA like on the back burner, but she's also such an important character on the show. You want her to give her A game.
Yeah. I mean, I think I saw like, was it, I don't know, slamming doors and yelling and something about a shooting at her restaurant.
Yeah.
Like,
there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
So, I'm excited. I think it'll be, it should be good. May 7th, I believe that's the premiere date, which is not far away. What did you, before we move on to Vanderpump Rules stuff, reaction to Atlanta trailer dropping before Orange County? Because I feel like everyone's been OC trailer, OC trailer, OC trailer.
Atlanta
snuck up on everybody.
I think OC actually filmed before Atlanta. Because I remember we were at BravoCon. Atlanta had just started. Like they were like a week into filming. And I think OC was like wrapping up filming or something around that time, or they were nearing the end. Mm-hmm. And so we've been sitting on the OC, you know, Bravo's been sitting on the OC footage, et cetera, for a couple months now. And everyone expected that trailer first. I don't know if it's a scheduling thing, like maybe whatever night OC airs on, I can't remember. They're waiting for whatever's airing that night to end. You know, I know we got Girls Trip, we got Jersey. Which
that's
one
it right now.
You got Vanderpump.
No, that's it. Oh, yeah, Van. And I think that Bravo may have held off on some Housewives stuff because of Vanderpump. I mean, we already know we're going to get a longer Vanderpump season now because they did filming again and the reunion could be longer. So I feel like they maybe pushed Housewives stuff a little bit to the side to focus on
NPR. And Canada's show with Escape, I think, is ending soon. So they probably just wanted to replace it with Atlanta. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, Andy has been saying like it'll be worth the wait, that it's an amazing season of OC. But I don't know. I don't know if we should be worried that it's like,
yeah,
it's just a scheduling thing. I mean, I hope it's just a scheduling thing because I'm so excited for Tamara's return. I want to see what the season's all about. They've been filming confessionals. I mean, Vicky, Tamara, Taylor Armstrong, they've all been posting pictures of them filming confessionals. I know we don't really need them for the trailer, but maybe they're, you know, doing it to see what they can, I don't know. Maybe somehow it's helping with the trailer. I don't know. I'm still hopeful maybe we'll get it in the next couple of weeks, but.
Yeah, it could. I think you actually may be right about a scheduling thing, because if you're going to drop a trailer, you have to have a premiere date and you have to have that set in stone. Is it on
Wednesdays?
I think so. So obviously.
Vanderpump to, I don't know. Maybe it'll come out in late May, early June, because that's when Vanderpump will end. That's when Jersey will end, Vanderpump. Yeah. So maybe they're angling for like a late May, early June drop.
They could be. And I'm sure they don't want to have too much on at once, because then you lose, you know, and I think everyone, they really probably know that right now Vanderpump is the gold mine. So yeah. I think why like almost overshadow it and have a little bit too much going on. So because I'm thinking that also, Orange County will be a summer premiere.
Yeah, because if you think about it, Ven will only have OC in Atlanta. Dubai's in the midst of filming. Salt Lake City just started. Beverly Hills is... still
Denver. It's going to be the new New York. That's what's coming. That's what's going to be.
Oh, next. Yes. The new New York. The new New York. Orange County and Atlanta. Those will probably be the three on at the same time.
Yeah. Which makes sense, I guess, if you really think about it. Because Jersey and Vanderpump are pretty much still halfway. So there are a few weeks to go. Because if you release the OC trailer now, you've got to have it come out in like a month.
And Luann.
So you probably still need enough time.
Luann claims that we're getting her and Sonia spin off Crappy Lake something in July.
Crappy Lake. I hope it's on a crappy show, because I don't even know if I'm gonna watch. I mean, I will watch for our podcast, but like I will for this. But let's get into the scandal.
Vanderpump, yeah.
Obviously, so much has gone on that, you know, we don't want to get too in the weeds about specifics. Yeah. I mean, of course, listen, it was horrible what Tom Sandoval did. It was not so good, you know, bad what Raquel did. I'm just fascinated almost to see where this goes, because I feel like this is so much like bad blood. Like, will these people want to film with Raquel and Sandoval? What is the future of this dynamic? Because, you know, the thing about Vanderpump Rules, it's always just been about basically a dysfunctional friend group, and now two people are maybe three if you throw Schwartz with them, or on an island by themselves, you know. So I don't know what this means for the future of the show. I mean, I think the reunion is going to be explosive. I'm obviously very much looking forward to that as a viewer. I just don't know what this means for what comes next.
I don't know either. I mean, even so much has come out this week. Lala was on Jeff Lewis's radio show, and she said that, I don't know. She said the whole cast like kind of knew about Tom and Raquel before it came out. And that we'll see it play out in the season, you know, in future episodes, that I don't remember if this part happened on the show, but Allie, James's new girlfriend, spotted Tom and Raquel at a club
together.
I don't want to say provocatively, that word wasn't used, but it was suspicious. They were alone dancing together. It looked a little suspicious. So I think at this season, Allie shares that information with someone. I think she shares it with Sheena or something. And Lala becomes aware of it and stuff, and they call Tom out on it. And I don't remember what was said or what, but I think they deny it. I think whatever, but Lala said that Tom Sandoval and Raquel were like under the covers together in bed before the affair came out too. And they played like a joke or something, or we're just really good friends, like we're just like laying down or something. Like, so weird. It takes me back to like when this first came out and we read that Raquel was like staying at Tom and Ariana's house, and Ariana caught Tom coming out of Raquel's guest room at 4 a.m. and he said he was giving her water. It was like, It's just so insane, the excuses he supposedly...
Those are the pieces of information I'm looking forward to hearing at the reunion. It's like, I guess it's really just depends if they tell the truth or not, and they easily could lie. But I'm interested to hear, like, when did this start? You know, at what point was Schwartz aware? Because there's some, and that's something that we did ask in our interview with Peter, what he thinks, and he has a very strong opinion about what he thinks, because it seems like there's each kind of cast member has a different thought about when Schwartz may have known, and if he, you know, kept that a secret from everyone. So that's definitely an interesting piece of the puzzle. We have Raquel dropping the restraining order conveniently after the reunion filmed.
It was dismissed. So she didn't show up to court this Wednesday. Her and Sheena were supposed to appear anytime you file a restraining order against someone, you obviously, it becomes a temporary restraining order until you go to a hearing in court to find out if the judge will make it permanent or not. Raquel had said at the reunion that filmed, was it last week?
23rd.
She wasn't going to pursue it anymore and she was going to drop it. But apparently I think someone's lawyer, it was either Raquel's or Sheena's, said that you can't really drop it. You still have to go to the hearing or something like that, or the hearing still has to happen. And that's where it will either be dismissed / dropped or whatever. Mm. So Sheena went to court this past Wednesday and
looking fabulous, by the way. She looked great. Yeah.
Raquel was a no-show, so the judge automatically dismissed it. And was filmed leaving the courthouse by TMZ. And I don't know, like, I'm going to be honest. I have not been a fan of Sheena in the past. I have not liked her. Something in that moment just made me love her. She came out with
She's kind of killing it right now. Like, yeah, I feel like she's at her Vanderpump peak.
Yeah, she came out with all this like legal expert knowledge, like saying like, I don't know, just talking about like, I don't remember now, but it just impressed me. It was something about like, oh, I know. It was like, do you remember? It was something about like,
well, she basically said that like it was ridiculous Raquel wasn't there and that there's other people that need these services and she was prepared though. You know she didn't just think about that off the cuff. Like, you know, she was prepared. She saw those reporters out there and was like, well, let me come up with something. But you know, in a genuine way, I thought like she was, you know, kudos to her. And it's just so crazy how like her and Raquel was like little sister to her, had her back, and they're like, oh, are you gonna be friends again? And Sheena's like, never. Like the way that this changed everything is just so wild. Never say never though, because we've seen other friendships, you know, on Housewives, you know, Teresa and Danielle made up, let's not forget. So you really never know. But like you know, like I said at the start of this convo, this has, you know, lasting effects on this whole show and this whole cast and, you know, all these friendships. And so I don't know where everything goes next, but it's been, you know, a lot of fun watching week to week and getting the lead up, you know, looking for like the clues or whatever. Like, it's been a lot of fun, and this just rejuvenated the Vanderpump Rules fandom, because my god, is that show was dying off a little, fair to say, and like now it's everyone's like, you know, it's just, it's crazy. It's crazy.
It has new energy, and that's why like I'm really happy we're diving into it a little bit. And our interview with Peter was really great. I mean, he shared a lot of information that was quite shocking. I mean, I didn't, you know, we've talked about when did they really get together, Tom and Raquel, and you know, he believes it was a lot sooner than what's out there. I mean, I think he said he believes it happened before they even dated. So before the season even filmed, around Coachella, which would have been last April. But you know, he revealed that he talked a lot about, you know, why he feels used by Raquel, how he feels about Tom Sandoval currently. And, you know, if he's talked to them since everything was revealed. And he actually shared, a personal message to Raquel in our interview. I think he's hoping she'll take a listen to it. She
maybe should, because boy, does he have some choice words for her. And also, as everyone will hear when they listen to the interview, he only refers to her as Rachel, and we respect him for that. Shout out to Peter. But yeah, it was a great chat, and I'm excited. It's like gonna get the ball rolling for our Vanderpump content on the podcast now, and I'm excited to cover the scandal of it all.
Me too. All right, so yeah, stick around for our interview.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Today, we are so excited because we have Vanderpump Rules star, Peter. Hello, Peter.
Hey, Peter. Hello. How are you guys doing?
Good, good. We're loving, obviously, the new season and everything that's going on. You know, I'm sure it's a whirlwind for you guys. But before we get to, obviously, all the Scandoval drama, you know, earlier in the season, you dated Raquel a bit. So I wanted to sort of start back at the beginning and then work our way up and sort of say, how did your relationship with Raquel even start?
It was, how do I put it? It was kind of like, it started off as like, I don't want to say joke, but it kind of started off with a comment that I made, right? And what happened was I was in Chicago last year at this time. I was shooting something in Chicago. Yeah. And she had put out this picture of some flowers, right?
Yeah.
And and then she on the caption, I did not update the Instagram app, right? Yeah. And so the emoji that she used came up as a question mark. So I thought that she was like asking everybody, oh, finish a sentence for me. You know what I mean? It's like the way that the light hits these flowers is question mark. And I was all like, I can't remember. I thought I said beautiful or perfection or whatever. And then everybody started liking that comment that I said, that I put down, and it just went gangbusters. Yeah. You know what I mean? Everyone's like, oh, Peter and Raquel are dating, you know? Yeah. And I'll never forget it. And I was like, wait, what is happening? What's going on? You know? And then I called her when I got back from Chicago, because I texted her and I called her. I was all like, let's go out on a date.
Yeah.
She did not work at Sir at the time. Okay. She was trying to figure things out. Mm-hmm. She had already left Sir about a while before, you know, she was trying to like figure her life out. So I was like, well, she's not an employee. You know, why not? You know what I mean? So that's what happened. That's the backstory to that.
Wow. And so this was after her and James called off their engagement.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So it was way after.
Okay. So you guys go on a date. At that point, did you feel like she was super into you? And where did you think things were going to go?
No, I didn't. Like, you know, we just tried things out. Didn't work out. Like, I remember her saying on a podcast, I'm not really into Peter, blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, okay, cool. Whatever. I don't care. Like, it's like, I'm not going to.
Right.
It's not going to hurt my ego.
Yeah.
You know? And then all of a sudden, one day, we just randomly met up. I introduced her to like a potential, what do you call it? Someone who was looking for someone to represent their nail salon or something.
Okay.
And and I introduced her to them. And, but I do real estate as well. So they were looking for like a spot out here. And I just randomly was there. And I was like, you know, I'm going to leave. Like, you know, when she gets here, I'll leave. And she wanted me to stay. It's like, okay, cool. Then afterwards we ended up going out again. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, by the time the new season started, I think you guys had only gone on a couple dates, but,
yes.
And it seemed pretty casual, but yeah. How did you feel watching the season? Like, were you aware that she was acting like she wasn't very into it? And she sort of was like, you're more into her than she's into you. Like, did you feel that in person, or was that a surprise when you watched it back?
That was a little bit of a surprise to me.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. It was just all of a sudden like, and she just became really, I don't know, standoffish at a certain point. You kind of like figure, we're just going out. We're figuring things out or whatever. And then you find out later on, that's not the reason why, you know?
Yeah.
And they were hiding a very, very, very big secret.
So you think that were, so Raquel on the show went from you to sort of an interest in Tom Schwartz, but from your standpoint, are you saying that she was, you think she was already with Tom Sandoval?
Yeah, I do.
You think they were together as the filming of this season was going on, like where we're at with this era?
Yeah.
Right
now with- yeah, I do. I mean, like, that's just the way I look at it.
Yeah.
There's no other explanation and there's no other way. Like, it's just like, no, they were together at the time.
So what do you
just, that's the way I see it. I mean, that's from my perspective personally.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any like inside knowledge from anyone? Like, was the Tom Schwartz thing a decoy?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I mean, but, and again, I mean, like, they're super close. He might have been, yeah. You know, I mean, if you think about it logically, yeah, he totally could have been a decoy. He totally could have. And that's really bad.
Yeah.
Because he's hiding something from Ariana and he's supporting this scandal.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
He's supporting this cheating on a friend, and he's going behind her back and then like covering for Sandoval, you know? I mean, I do, like, you know, from my perspective, I do think that he knew. You know, some other people might say no, but I just, yeah.
It seems like that's most of the cast believes that Schwartz knew at some point. I mean, he couldn't have been in the dark the whole time. They're just
no. Which makes him look really bad.
Yeah.
In my eyes.
Yeah, especially because Katie also evolved. You know, she was showing, she was expressing that she didn't like Raquel and Tom Schwartz together. And if it was all a decoy, the pain he then put Katie through is another level.
Yeah.
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 Peter, do you feel like the Raquel that you knew that you were going on dates with is a different person than the Raquel that is everything that's going on right now?
I don't know what kind of person would do something like this. You know what I mean? Like, that's...
Yeah.
If that's the case, then she's a very manipulative person who kept everything, wanted very secret,
yeah.
You know, and that's not, yeah, it's not something, not someone I want to be associated with.
You think the show has gotten to her head? Is it from the fame? Has the fame done this to her?
I don't know. That's an interesting question. I never thought about that. I have no idea what would have done this to cause Rachel to
She's going by Rachel now in this interview.
Oh yeah. Like I, the reason why I was saying Raquel was because I was talking about a different person that I knew.
Yeah,
you know, this is not the same, and it's kind of terrifying actually to think that someone like this, you think that she's like a nice person, and all of a sudden she turns out to be something completely different.
Yeah,
I mean, there's theories about, you know, did she, you know, seek James out to get on the show, work her way up, and that, you know, then she dated you, and then
that's another interesting question. I mean, like, you think about it. She got together with James Kennedy just to be on Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah, I mean, she got what she wanted, I guess. But
there you go.
At what cost? Where?
What is the cost? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I guess that remains to be seen. Where were you when the news broke earlier this month, and what was your initial reaction?
So,
shock, I guess, like all of us.
I was shocked. I was going to address it because I had planned my interview with Allison Rosen about a month before this whole thing happened. Mm-hmm. So it was that Wednesday that she called me starter pony. Okay. Whatever the hell that means, but I'm using it now. Numberoneguy.com. You can buy a ain't no starter pony t-shirt or a starter pony candle. I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought. What was I saying?
Where were you?
Oh, yeah. For the news? So that Wednesday, we did a premiere when Sheena and Rachel were in New York for Watch What Happens Live. Yeah. We did a premiere at Tom Tom for, I think, episode 4? Mm. I can't remember.
I
was there drinking, and that's where I think Ariana found out. Because here's the thing. I had no idea until that Thursday, the next day, what she had said. I was content to being Peter's your manager, just kind of drinking at a bar and being cool and just like chiming in here and there. But you know what? I'm chill. I enjoy my life. Yeah. And then she goes and calls me a starter pony. And then I come to I hear a rumor that Tom put her up to calling me that name. Oh. And then, wow. And then the news breaks. I'm at lunch with Dr. Crax. You know Dr. Crax?
No.
He's on TikTok. He cracks backs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's a lot of, like, myself and my brother, we were at lunch, and then all of a sudden that news broke. He's like, Peter, what's going on? I was all like, I was in shock. You know what I mean? Disbelief. Like, wait, they're Ariana and Tom are done. And then all of a sudden, like, it just kept going and going and going. People started like hitting me up, like, is this true? I was like, I don't know. This is like, because you think you know, it's like I said on TMZ last week, you think you know somebody.
Yeah.
And it turns out that you don't. So I was in shock, genuine shock. So that raised, that took me to the next level, you know, as far as what I was going to say on Allison Rosen's podcast. Because I was all like, oh, okay, so he probably put her up to call me a starter pony. And that's when I really like got irate.
Yeah, I'm sure you started questioning like everything that happened.
Yes, exactly. Which means I don't trust anybody anymore. You know, it's not really hard. Then again, I mean, I didn't really before, but now it's like, no.
Yeah.
And it goes for everybody on that show. I mean, like, I don't know. I look at people sideways now. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I remember watching season two, and I honestly did not believe that Jax and Kristen hooked up. And then when one of them admitted, I forget which one finally admitted, I was floored. But this takes it to a whole new level that, like, the Vanderpump cast is just, like, really good at hiding secrets.
Frightening.
I mean, it's just insane.
Yeah.
It's true.
Peter, who from the cast have you been in touch with the most, or if anybody at all, since the news broke?
Sheena.
Okay.
That's pretty much it.
What's your take on the whole restraining order incident, and what have you heard about what happened?
Well, I think that I don't know. I don't know exactly. Sheena says it's not true. Mm-hmm. There was a restraining order put on by Rachel. She says it's not true. I don't. I think that it's a little over exaggerated, but Sheena may have gone after Rachel in New York. I mean, like, if I found out that and it was my BFF that was being affected, I'd probably want to deck somebody too. Mm-hmm. So I guess that restraining order is a good move.
Yeah.
So
you haven't talked to Tom Sandoval or Raquel since any of this happened?
No. Yeah.
I mean, it seems like none of the cast is really talking to them. No. Yeah.
I'm good. Thanks. Not after this.
Yeah.
This takes things to a whole new level. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you heard about the reunion thus far? Because there was a brawl, a near brawl, and stuff like, I think Jax said it was Tom and Tom. Do you know anything about that?
Obviously, Jax wasn't there, so this is allegedly.
Jax likes to like chime in every
year. He does, especially now.
Especially now. But it's like, dude, he has no frame of reference. He hasn't talked to Sandoval in years. He doesn't know Rachel. And now he wants to try. Now they're trying to get him to chime in. It's like, okay, dude.
So what have you heard?
I mean, it's just, come on.
Yeah.
What have you heard about the reunion?
Same thing as you guys have. I heard that that there was like a fight that almost broke out. You guys think it's Tom and Tom. I think it was James and someone else.
That wouldn't surprise us. Huh? That wouldn't surprise us if James was involved.
It wouldn't surprise me either.
You know? Yeah.
I personally think James was involved. Mm. Because like he was also, I mean, think about it. He's affected by this thing too.
Yeah.
Because he was used, just like I was used. I was used to cover up their little cheating scandal. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I was one of the pawns used in this massive game.
There were a lot of pawns.
An illicit affair.
Yeah.
Tom and Raquel, is this a real deal? I mean, is this an actual relationship that can progress in the future?
I don't know. I don't know. I think it's you know, he's probably going to go ahead and cheat on her.
Right. Zebra doesn't change its stripes. A zebra doesn't change its stripes, as they say.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So he's probably going to cheat on her.
Next. Do you think they're in love from an outsider perspective?
I haven't really seen them together. From all the reports, they might be forcing the issue.
Because there's a lot of attention.
Well, I mean, like everyone's like, "Oh, we're in love now. We're in love now." I mean, you've been what? You've been hiding an affair for the last
You haven't been living like a real
year.
Yeah,
you've been sleeping together, and then because you wanted his cake to and eat it. What was that saying? He wants his cake to eat it too.
Yeah.
So he was still in a relationship with Ariana while he's having sex with Rachel. And then he's claiming that he's in love with her. It's like, that's kind of sudden. That's like, oh, okay. That just changes everything, right? I mean, no, it's just an excuse in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, it almost feels like they have, whether or not they are, they almost have to say it at this point because of all the damage they've done.
Exactly.
You know. Just kind
of cover themselves, at least for now, to come off as a united front, at least.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How is this business at Sir been affected, whether it be positive?
Oh, we're booming.
You are? Yeah,
we're booming.
You think you're booming more because of what's going on right now?
Well, business really picked up after the first episode, second episode, and now it's gangbusters. Mm. I mean, I was off yesterday and today. I'm back on Thursday, and this weekend was brutal on me.
Yeah.
It was brutal. Because, you know, as a manager, I'm very hands-on. I'm not like, there's a lot of managers out here in West Hollywood. I call me and myself and, sorry.
It's okay.
Myself and Diana, we're two of the best managers here in West Hollywood. Mm-hmm. You know, because we're on top of things. And, we're on top of things. And there's a lot of management. I've personally experienced a lot of management and other establishments that are not. So I'm like running around, I'm helping bus tables, I'm helping take orders. I'm even jumping behind the bar because I've been bartending for like 20 years, you know? So it was particularly brutal on me, especially like Saturday morning, you know, because I work Thursday night, open and close. Then I close on Friday nights. Then I open on Saturday morning for brunch. And then I close on Sunday night, you know? So it's a lot.
So the Saturday after the news broke, you're saying was insane.
Yeah.
Saying this past or this weekend. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, no, it was a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
But it's been gangbusters.
But are people trying to ask you about what's like, are they trying to stop you and talk to you? I mean, you're obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah, I just say, you know what? I mean, watch the show.
Right.
Just watch the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where do you feel, because from what we're hearing is that no one wants to film with Tom and Raquel. There's talks about the direction of the show next year. Where do you think the show can go from here? Do you think they should focus on Scandoval next season? Or do you think we should try to leave that all in the past and move forward in a different sort of way?
Well, that's going to be Bravo's prerogative. I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to do what I need to do.
Yeah.
You know.
Do you feel comfortable, you personally, ever filming with Tom or Raquel?
I mean, I haven't filmed with them since this whole thing broke, you know. So now I'm like, how do I put this? I'm a very different guy than I was when I was filmed. Because I don't get insulted like that. And when you do that, then a different animal comes out. You know what I mean? Because I think that people think that, oh, Peter's a nice guy. He's not going to do anything. Well, that's wrong. That is wrong. I mean, that is bold-faced wrong. You insult me, I'm coming at you.
Don't mess with Peter.
Yeah. Just because I'm nice, just because I want to keep the peace and all that, doesn't mean that you can go insult me to my face behind my back on national TV, live TV. Right. You know, just kind of, oh yeah, he's not going to do anything. That is really, really arrogant because I've already started. I mean, it's like, you know, I unfollowed Tom, I unfollowed Rachel. I cut people off.
Yeah.
And you know where to find me if you have a problem. I'm like finding sand at the beach. I'm at Sir.
Yeah.
You have a problem with me, you know where to find me.
What's LVP's been, at least has been saying about all this and the conversations you've had with her? So
We haven't really talked on this. It's mm-hmm. mostly business.
Yeah.
We haven't really talked on it. You know, I just, I'm doing my job. I'm getting it done, but I'm finding out very quickly who are genuine people and who aren't.
Mm-hmm. What's your take on Kristen was supposedly filming again?
I think that Ariana wanted her to say something because they both dated Sandoval.
Yeah.
So I think that Ariana wanted her to say something to chime in.
You know. Let me ask you this. Since Van Rules has started, there's obviously been many people on the show have been guilty of cheating on partners. Obviously, mm-hmm. this is the biggest thing that's happened. Do you think it's hypocritical for the other people that have cheated, Jax, et cetera, to call out?
I think it's a little hypocritical. Yeah.
Okay.
See, where I'm standing, I've never cheated on anybody. Yeah. So I can say something on it, but there's a lot of people that will chime in and say, you know, say certain things. And I'm just like, okay, well, you know, pot kettle black comes to mind.
Yeah.
I think the whole cast has cheated except Katie and Ariana. I could be wrong about that, but I'm pretty sure it's almost everyone.
Katie and Ariana.
I think everyone except them.
My brother's just so much.
And me.
Well, yes, and you, of course. Well, you're like the shining beacon of hope for the show.
Oh, thank you.
But yeah, I guess it's fair to say that there's could be hypocrisy in the group if given the track record of everyone.
Just a little.
Do you think Jax and Brittany would come back?
It doesn't matter to me.
Doesn't matter.
No, not at this point. I don't really care. You know, that is something I'll get into at a later time.
Yeah. Are you looking forward to the next season of the show? Or are you maybe a little nervous about it?
I'm not. I don't get nervous.
Nah.
No.
Just doing your job.
Well, I'm not. I'm not just doing my job. The thing is that it's a very, like I said, it's very different. I'm a very different guy than I was last year. Mm-hmm. You know, it's how do I put this? I'm not, you know, just kind of like, oh, I'm just going to chill by the bar and be cool and then, you know, have a good time. That's in the past. Yeah. Now I enjoy being that. You know what I mean? Now, because of this whole situation, they dragged me into the whole thing. I was used as a scapegoat. I was called names. No, I'm not going to take that lying down.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
I'm going to fight back and I'm going to take the gloves off.
Yeah. You should have
been. There's no nerves here. I look at you as a hostile.
Yeah. Do you wish you were at the reunion?
I should have been, but you know, I'm not going to be, I mean, I used to make drinks for everybody. I'm not going to be doing that this time. You know what I mean? I was not going to do that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
you don't deserve my mixed cocktails.
Because they really did drag you into this. I mean,
yeah, they did.
In this game, you were among the pawns.
Yeah, exactly. So I was made to, I was used to cover up this illicit affair. Mm-hmm. And then you go and call me a name.
Yeah.
Now you said Tom Sandoval, you think he's the one that came up with Raquel calling you that. Why do you think he would be behind this? Like, why?
Well, I mean, like, come on. I was making out with Rachel while they were hooking up.
Oh, so you think they were hooking up before you even?
Yes. Yes, I do.
This has been going on for a long time.
I think that they've been hooking up for a long time. I mean, you're looking at April of 2022, in my opinion.
Before season 10 formed. Yeah.
Yes. That's what I think.
Did Raquel and Sandoval hook up at Coachella? Was that really what happened? Because remember there was.
I think so. Because I mean, everyone was all like, "Oh, you know, Tom kissed Rachel," and I'm literally like, "Schwartz." Well, Schwartz is getting divorced, so that's the first thing that came to mind. Then Schwartz says he's not even at Coachella.
What's funny, because obviously you saw in the last episode, Tom Schwartz said it was someone else, and now everyone's wondering, was that also a cover up?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm thinking too. Yeah, because like I think that was on Dumois, which I found out about last year, yeah. Actually, when I went out with Raquel, like someone posted about me and Raquel going to a spot here in Hollywood. So I just barely found out about it like a year ago. but that was on Dumois, and it said, what was it? Rachel and Tom, they hooked up. And the first person I thought of was, well, Sandoval's in a relationship. It wouldn't be him. He has too much integrity. He has way too much integrity to do something like that. So automatically I'm like, it's Schwartz. He's getting a divorce. You know, it's like, well, you know, he's a free man. He can do whatever he wants. And then you come to find out that, wait, no, hold on. He wasn't even at Coachella.
It all makes sense now in hindsight.
Yeah, hindsight is 2020, as they say.
Yeah. If you had an opportunity, I don't even know if you would want to have a conversation with Rachel, what would you say to her? A lot of expletives?
I've already gotten my expletives out. Like, the fuck do you think you are? Like so you go and call me a star pony. Well, you know, joke's on you because I'm now using that. Mm-hmm. Thank you for instant branding.
Yeah.
But I'd be like, you know, I would literally ask her, so you were hooking up with Sandoval this entire time. Mm-hmm. You were hooking up with Sandoval this entire time. And I was used as a skateboard. Why would you do something like that? Why would you do something to like that to another person? Why would you sit around at your apartment chilling with Ariana, who is your friend, and be banging her man behind her back? What kind of person does something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Please tell me. That's what I would say.
I don't think we asked you this yet, but did you reach out to Ariana once you heard about what happened?
I haven't reached out to her yet. I'll be reaching out to her soon though.
Yeah. She'll have a bright future ahead of her, even though it's as hard.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
she'll get through it.
It's a bump in the road.
Wow,
she's gonna be fine.
Absolutely,
that's the way you gotta look at it. You gotta look at it as just, yeah, it's a bump in the road. Some asshole, I ran over some asshole, and move on.
Literally. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Peter. We're looking forward to
you're welcome.
Vanderpump Rules, and we chat again soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you guys for having me on.
Yes. Yeah, of course.
Thank you.
Thanks, Peter. It was a blast. Thank you.
You're welcome.